Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show and you.
Right.
I'm your host, John Ryan, and we have co-host Jerry Peretzman still with us also. And Peter's hanging out, I think, for another segment or whatever. We'll play it by you, however it goes. We're going to turn it right over to Christina, but first, I just wanted to make an announcement in reference to April 18th. The WCWP Radio and the Port Washington Play Troupe are doing their first of three presentations here, and this one is Meet Me in St. Louis. It's Saturday, April 18th at 3 p.m., and it's going to be at the Hillwood Recital Hall right here on the WLIU campus. And everybody knows, unless you tuned in a little too late, that today is Christina's birthday. Okay, the big 3-0. Now, I think that's tremendous because she is such a wonderful person, such an advocate for seniors, and she's a baby. But nevertheless,
That's why I stay on the show. I like to be called.
To honor Christina's birthday next week, and we haven't figured out how we're doing it, we're giving away 10 tickets to this show for Christina's birthday. So it's a birthday present from Christina Liu to our listeners. I'm going to talk to Christina during the week. We'll figure out how we're doing it. Whether it's call 311, call here, we've got to come up with something. But that's it, and which will be fun. And but right now I'm going to turn it over to Christina.
Yes, and I just want to give a little plug for those radio plays. I had the privilege of going last year, and they are so great. I can't even explain how fun they are. They have they do old commercials, and they're so amazing, the Port Washington Play Troupe. And it's a beautiful facility. Come out. There's a Starbucks. There's all kinds of little lunch places you could have, and you can make a day of it. And Project Independence members get, you know, a discount. So
that's true, too. I mean, the tickets, it's $10 a ticket.
Yeah, 20% off. For
Project Independence gets it for $8. But you know what? The more important thing is this helps support WCWP. And we're here because of programs like this. And Dan and Janine, who greet us every morning, who's the director, and they need everybody's help. So they're not just asking you to write a check. They're saying, come enjoy an afternoon, be entertained, and the end result is a few dollars goes to WCWP.
And we've had unstinting support from the radio station. They've done everything we wanted to do over the years we've been here. So this is our chance listeners to pay back a little bit for all the work.
And have fun doing it, right?
And the shows are great. I've seen several of them. They're kind of takeoffs in the old Lux Radio broadcasts of my day, the 1930s.
Okay.
And they do a wonderful job, and they've expanded the shows beyond the original broadcast to include songs of the period, and they have a great chorus here. Just have a wonderful time, and the seats are great. Come on over.
Terrific. Jerry, you said it all.
Good plug, Jerry. There
absolutely.
We go.
And next week, I said we're going to be giving away 10.
Right.
We'll figure out how we're doing it. So tune in next week, and 10 lucky listeners will wind up with tickets.
Right. Fabulous.
What else is going on around town, Christina?
Well, this actually ties into our topic today with the importance of protecting your identity and shredding. The town has this amazing program, the STOP programs, and the first one's actually coming up April 11th, and that's going to be at Michael J. Tully Park from 9:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. And it's just an amazing, I know our seniors love it. We always promote these STOP events because it really is a great program that you're able to bring your sensitive documents. They'll shred it right in front of you in these giant trucks. And it's just really great. You know, you're able to, you don't know what to do with these things. It's great to shred in a little shredder, but it's also nice to just gather everything and just do it all in one shot. And on top of that, you could bring medications, old medications. They even have a clothing donation area this time, and all donations will go to the Boys and Girls Club. I'm trying to think where else they have. They have all kinds of the Take Back Drug program. So the police department officials will be there also. It's just a really...
And the drug one is very important.
Right, because there was actually some staggering number that I saw in here. The town of North Hempstead has collected over 7 tons of unwanted drugs.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. And just by doing this. I mean, you know, you keep it in your cabinet, your grandchildren come around, you know, nobody, you don't know what could happen. Just get rid of it.
You don't need it whatsoever. Right. And then at the same time, don't flush it down the toilet. Don't just throw it away, because
exactly.
It's just getting into the systems. And yeah, one pill is fine, but by the millions of people in Nassau County throwing away one pill, we're drinking that water. Yeah. And the results this way, it's professionally, whatever they do with it, I have no idea. But that's not the point.
What
it's taken care of properly.
The hours again?
It's 9:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. And that's April 11th at Tully Park in New Hyde Park. Mm. It's really just a great, I mean, it's, I can't, people come out from all over the place. Mm. And it, they're also going to have other dates. They have a May 17th date and a September 12th. And those will also be at Tully Park as well.
Okay.
And then later on, they're going to have it at the Northampton Beach Park also.
Okay. Actually, and one, I'm going to throw one more date in there, which is April 26th, mm-hmm. which is a Sunday. The town is organizing a drop-off at the Unitarian Church in Shelter Rock.
Oh, great.
Because they're doing a month-long educational program on trying to teach people to dispose of things properly, water conservation, all these different types of things. And Judy will be there. Erin Riley will be there. And Igor will be there, actually.
Oh, great. He's from the SWAMA,
yes. Which is Solid Waste Management. Anyway, it's a tremendous, again.
That's great.
We'll give a more specific date as time goes on. I just tapped the table again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But that's what I said. It's great because you're able just to gather these things and in one shot get rid of everything appropriately, right. Which is, you know, the most important thing. So definitely try and get out there and shred some documents.
Appropriate is the thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, we're forgetting how many people are just coming to this earth on a daily
basis. Well,
that's
what it is. You know, I mean, you're not thinking when you're doing it, you know, but if everybody's doing that, how it's affecting the environment in general, it's just, you know, better to be safe than sorry. That's what we always like to say on this show, right, John?
No, I agree. Actually, just touching quickly, another PSENG event, talking about safety, Kay Murray now, who is the supervisor of Hempstead, okay, just got PSENG not to put up those poles. There's an area that's being renovated or refitted. I'm not sure what the word is. And they were going to put those treated poles up, and she got them to do it underground. And the point of this is this goes back to Judy Bosworth.
Right, because we've been talking about this on the show. I guess January.
January, February started. You know,
so I mean, that's really a lot of progress, especially for in a government situation that it's taking this amazing
and good for Kay Murray to turn around and say, listen, if the town did it, I have to have equal amount of respect for my residents, mm-hmm. my constituents, which is tremendous.
And that's what we talk about. You know, it happened with the casino. There's been a lot of different town municipalities actually teaming up and working together, which I think is a great testament to the island. But I also want to do a plug, hot off the presses, the new edition of the Pioneer. Uh-oh. There's a new layout. It really looks absolutely phenomenal. It's been a big collaborative effort amongst the seniors, the communications, and, you know, of course, Project Independence. But it should be in homes, hopefully, next week. And there's going to be amazing, amazing articles where the main article is going to be about the town being named an ARP age-friendly town. Mm-hmm. And I know we've been talking about that. It's just a great, great honor. And it's just making the public aware that, you know, the goal of being this age-friendly town is to have seniors take a more active role in the community with housing, being a caregiver, volunteering, you know, having, you know, to decrease social isolation, which is just amazing. You know, it's because of the town programs like Project Independence, you know, like our eco-friendly, I mean, all these walkable communities. It's a great honor. So that'll
Well, the most important word you said was earned.
Yeah,
we earned it.
Right, exactly.
You know, Project Independence
in
the town.
It's the first designation, you know, on the island. It's just an amazing thing. And just to team up with ARP on this is definitely something great. So we're going to have that. We actually have another article talking about the importance of making your house number visible. Which I think it's just, you know, something that you might not think about.
Absolutely,
you know?
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, we have all these emergency preparedness things. And just something as simple as that. And it was actually one of our members, I'll give a little shout out to Otto Los, who came to us with this idea because he was just walking around the community and said, and I've noticed this too. It's like you cannot even find a house number. And he's like, you know, it's one thing for Amazon not to find your house delivering a package, but, you know, what if you have an emergency and the police can't find your house number? I mean, it's just doing something little. And in the article, it gives you tips on how to make it more visible in day and at night.
It makes sense. I agree 100%.
Yeah, because he said some you could see in the day. He's like, you know, it's very nice to have a fancy script house number, but it might not be visible and easy to read at nighttime.
Just a courtesy to friends,
right.
neighbors.
I can't tell you how often this, and I noticed this myself. That's why I left when it came up. Because I, you know, if I get a package that was meant for someone else at my house, I'm driving around and I'm trying to find the house, and I can't even begin to find it. So it's definitely important.
And another issue is misdirected mail. During the Christmas season, we had a lot of new mail carriers. And I got mail from people next door. No, I mean, I guess they gave up and couldn't find the number. There's one number on the house.
Just gave it to Jerry.
It was close enough. And I know who these people are and redistributed it, which I did. But it helps everyone who wants to look for
it. Right, absolutely. It just makes everything a lot easier. So we're also going to have the Caring Corner, which we have always have a story that one of our social workers put together about the work that they do in the community, which is just absolutely incredible. So that's in there. We have some spring cleaning and keeping your house safe tips.
Okay.
Which I say, I love this because the Pioneer is filled with a lot of our golden nuggets that we like because it's, you could just look at it and that's what's great. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 practical information that you could take and, you know, use, which is great.
I have a question. What is the Pioneer?
The Pioneer is a newsletter that the Project Independence puts out 3 times a year. And it's a newsletter that goes to all 60 and over residents in the town. And they get it. So it's a way to promote what's going on in the town, interesting topics. So it's a really great. And we get calls all the time. When people don't receive it, we get calls. Right, okay. Where is it? Because I get the calls. I could vouch for it. So people are very serious about their newsletter.
And people read it. I mean,
yes, and
say,
it's been increasing. I mean, it's an amazing service.
Is it posted on the town's website?
It's actually on the Project Independence website. Once it's sent out, we put the electronic copy up, which is great. And we distribute it, you know, all over electronically, which is great, too. We also have a new feature where it's 6 different residents in the town from different areas, Project Independence members, and we have a little blurb about them. So it's a nice thing just to showcase our members that really make Project Independence
make a difference.
So special.
Yep,
you know,
I agree.
And they're very involved in a lot of our programs, our advisory committees. So it's fun to just do that and show them how great they are. We actually have some tips on protecting yourself from scams, which is very timely. So that's in there. Right next to John has an article in there on how to accept help. And it was a great article because it's really, you know, there's such wonderful programs like this out there, you know, that people are just too afraid to use. So it's a
I
way
think
to
that was also Ada's idea.
Yeah, because we, you know,
I think
just,
he said, like, we
like,
should have an article about,
Because there's a lot of people who say, oh, no, I don't need Project Independence. Oh, I don't need. But we always say is that you might not need to, you don't need a social worker, you don't need transportation, but it's free. You can sign up. And you never know. You might just have a question. There could be anything. There could be you might want to volunteer or know about an event. So it's definitely something.
It's almost what Jerry said before about families not wanting to say they've been taken advantage of.
Right.
People feel if you ask for help, the kids might think, oh, mommy can't handle this anymore on her own.
Exactly.
And it's silly. All the help is there. You might as well enjoy it.
Right. And that's what we say, you know, especially in the town of North Hempstead. It's amazing. You have a program like Project Independence that, you know, you don't necessarily have, you're paying taxes, you don't have children in school, so you might as well take advantage of a program like Project Independence that's really geared towards your needs and wants, which is great.
Okay. You know what we're going to do?
Yes.
That's our break. Okay. And the Pioneer is absolutely gorgeous. We'll talk about it when we come back, and it's multicolor. But right now, you're listening to Project Independence and you, excuse me, Christina Liu and you on 88.1 FM.
The voice.